Oxford English, Shanghai Edition, Students Book 9B, by P. Etherton and G. MacArthur. Copyright Oxford University Press and Shanghai Primary and Secondary Curriculum and Teaching Materials Reform Commission, 2002. Published by Oxford University Press China Limited and Shanghai Educational Publishing House. Cassette 1, Side A. Chapter 1. Reading. Pages 2 and 3. The Young Green Consumer Guide. Review by Tony Marr. This book says that our world is in danger. It is vital that we do something to save the Earth. First of all, what are the threats to our environment? The greenhouse effect. The writers ask us to imagine the Earth inside a kind of greenhouse, with the atmosphere around it acting like the glass, letting sunlight in while keeping much of the warmth from getting out. The atmosphere is essential to all living things. Without it, the Earth would be as cold and lifeless as the surface of the moon. The trouble is that our atmosphere is changing because we are polluting chemicals in the form of gases, and it is keeping in too much heat. These gases, mainly carbon dioxide, CO2, are produced by burning fuels such as petrol. The greenhouse effect may cause the level of the sea to rise and drown cities and even whole countries. Damage to the ozone layer. The writers tell us that ozone is a gas which occurs 20 to 50 kilometers above the ground. It forms an essential protective layer around the Earth. Without it, the sun would burn us up. We are making holes in the ozone layer, mainly by using chemicals called CFCs. We use these in fridges and spray cans, and to make plastic items such as fast food boxes. Destruction of the rainforests. The burning and cutting down of trees is making the greenhouse effect worse, because trees take in carbon dioxide. It also causes erosion of the soil and flooding, as well as destroying the people and animals who make the forests their home. Bad habits. Many of our habits cause pollution, especially our habit of using things once and then throwing them away. This creates massive mountains of rubbish. We do not know what to do with the rubbish, and it pollutes our land and sea. For example, 7 billion drink cans are thrown away in Britain each year. That is enough to reach from the Earth to the moon. How can we save the Earth? The book's idea is that we should become green consumers. That is, we should only buy and use things that do not damage the environment. And we should buy only from companies that do not damage the environment either. Listening. Pages 5 and 6. Understanding the sequence of events. Listen to the 5 short stories on the recording. For each story, look at the 3 pictures below and on page 6. The pictures are in the wrong order. You must write 1, 2 and 3 to show the correct order in which the events happened. Number 1.
We live near an underground station. Yesterday morning, the road outside the station was nice and clean. But in the afternoon, some people started giving out leaflets to the passengers as they left the station. Many of the passengers did not want the leaflets, and so they threw them on the ground. Now the road is very messy, with lots of litter.
Number 2. At my school, we have a green club. We take part in different activities every month. Last month, we had a campaign against using too many plastic bags. We produced a poster asking everyone to take a bag with them when they went shopping. Yesterday, we had a visit to the countryside. We went on a nature walk and learned about different kinds of trees. Next month, our activity is about birds. We are going to visit Shershan Park and see many different types of birds. Number 3.
We've had a lot of problems with noise pollution recently. Our upstairs neighbour decided to learn to play the drums. He kept us awake every night with his terrible music. We were glad when he moved to a different town. The other problem is with noise from a building site. That goes on from early morning to late at night. And next year, there's going to be a big new road near our block. The noise from that will be awful.
Number 4.
This term, some of the students at my school are taking part in a project about water pollution. They went to a beach near our school and helped to clear it of litter. They had previously visited the beach to do a survey. They asked many of the people at the beach what they thought about pollution. Next term, the students are going to hold an open day at school and show photographs and the results of their project.
Number 5.
We live near West Town. For many weeks, there was an old car by the side of the road. It was upside down. I think it had been in an accident. I wrote a letter complaining about it. And a week later, some workmen came in a lorry and took it away. But yesterday, someone came in the night and tipped a load of building waste in the same place.
Speaking, pages 10 and 11. A. Talk time. Preferences and reasons. When we express a preference for something, we say we like it better than something else. Sometimes we give a reason why we prefer it. Exercise A1. Arthur is in a restaurant with Pansy. He is ordering some food and drinks. Read their conversation and answer the questions. Then work in pairs to practice the conversation.
Let's have a drink, Pansy. They've got Coke, milk, shakes, tea and coffee. Which would you prefer?
I'd prefer a Coke. What about you?
I'm going to have a hot coffee. I need something to warm me up. Waiter! One Coke and one coffee, please.
More practice. Page 15. Pollution. Pollution means contaminating the Earth's environment with materials that harm people's health and quality of life. Pollution can also harm animals and plants. There are many different forms of pollution. The three major groups are air pollution, land pollution, and water pollution. Air pollution comes from many different sources. Not all of them are man-made. For example, dust storms in deserts and the smoke from forest fires are natural sources of air pollution. In urban areas, dirty air is more noticeable because of the fumes from traffic and the waste from factories. Air pollution can affect humans by causing sore eyes and respiratory problems, especially in children and the elderly. Land pollution is caused by the deposit of solid waste, for example, cans, bottles, plastic, etc., that cannot be broken down quickly or at all. Land pollution can affect the lives of animals and plants, and it makes the environment look very bad. Recycling and reusing materials can help reduce the amount of land pollution. Other methods include landfill, using the rubbish to make new land, and burning the rubbish. But these two methods can pollute the water and air. Water pollution results when substances that are released into lakes, rivers, oceans, etc., stay in the water or build up at the bottom. This form of pollution may also begin in the air if the air is polluted and causes acid rain. When it rains, the rain will then pollute the water in lakes, rivers, oceans, etc. Soil erosion is one example of natural water pollution and can cause problems if the soil blocks the flow of water and leads to flooding. Pollution from human sources includes chemicals, pesticides, waste from factories, and human sewage.